Welcome everybody to our Sunday church service, Living Miracles Australia. Feels so beautiful already. My name is Melanie and we have a full house here this morning. Just thought I'd go around and let people online know who's with us in the room here. I'm here with Jackie and Michael and Leah on tech, and Dale and Rochelle and Francis and Kerry and Derek and Paul and Dennis. And we have our brother Colin over at Kidspace looking after Phoebe while we're here at church today. And I think online we have Sue, hello Sue, and Elf, and possibly Kirsten and JP. Hello. And Gay, I'm not sure. Hello. And Michael has a caller online, so maybe we'll see who that is. Hello, are you there? We don't hear anybody. Well, since you've handed me the mic, maybe am I speaking? We could start with a prayer from Francis. Yeah? Did you want to come do your prayer?
Jackie asked me to read a prayer today, and the prayer of St. Francis came to mind. Surprise, surprise. And this is a version that was taken from the Alcoholics Anonymous 12-step booklet. It's just been, it's very much the same, but I like the sound of it, and we just slightly amended the end of it. So anyway, here we go. Lord, make me a channel of thy peace, that where there is hatred, I may bring love, that where there is wrong, I may bring the spirit of forgiveness, that where there is discord, I may bring harmony, that where there is error, I may bring truth, that where there is doubt, I may bring faith, that where there is despair, I may bring hope, that where there are shadows, I may bring light. That where there is sadness, I may bring joy. Lord, grant that I may seek rather to comfort than be comforted, to understand than to be understood, to love than to be loved. For it is by self-forgetting that one finds. It is by forgiving that one is forgiven. It is by love that one awakens to eternal life. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. That's lovely. Very beautiful. This morning we've got a musical lineup, very collaborative, I think. We've got some songs that we can choose from. Paul is here with his guitar, and we'll have a song that we can all join in, and we'll round off the day with a chant from Dale that I believe everyone can join into too. So it feels as though it's a very inclusive day. Okay. Am I doing something wrong with the mic? Oh, I see. Well, I don't think I muted the mic. I hope everybody's hearing me. Okay. Well, the theme for the day is love and faith and trust. Trust
being the essential element. It's both of them totally abstract concepts, and so we struggle with them because there is nothing in this world that really can be understood in the bigger context of those concepts, and it feels as though trust is really the lead that we need to take. We have to trust in the abstract and in the fact that everything that is given in this world, when we transfer it, is perfectly given, and that it is given by one who loves us. And it's so easy when things don't seem to be flowing well to doubt that. And this is why we come together in collaboration to support each other through those times when we believe that this is not what's meant to be. And so to actually have someone as the cheerleader for us, just to hold our hand and say, this is okay, we just need to see it differently, and it really is what's most helpful right now in this moment. And we do seem to have gone through some of this together, in that in our own ways, all of us were believing that something else would be better, something else would help me more, something else would be more supportive than where I am right now in this moment. And it really isn't true. If we can absolutely trust that that's not the truth, then we can bring out the fullness of ourselves to this moment. We can actually be fully present, and that training brings us into the full presence of the Spirit in a vertical direction. But we do have to use this world that we seem to believe in to actually train ourselves to be right here, right now, so that we can experience the gifts of this moment. And when we're struggling, really, we need to actually be present and give it over to the Spirit, over vertically, and trust that it is taken care of. Trust that the Holy Spirit is the answer. And when we all came together and made that decision, when we all supported each other in that decision, we could see then that it was exactly what St. Francis was saying, that the desire to actually have the Spirit then come through us and extend was where we could truly start to feel the love of God. But it seems that the trust comes first. I'd actually like to play a favourite of mine. It's by Elvis, I Believe.
I believe for every drop of rain falls, a flower I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come.
Melanie would like to share some experiences too. Thanks, Mel.
Thanks, Jackie. I have no idea what I'm going to say. Just turned to me during the song and said, "Do you want to share?" Sure. Well, the only thing that was coming to my mind this morning to share really was just my gratitude for my life. And how I know it takes a lot of trust to say yes to the spirit, especially when there seem to be big moves to be made. And yet I keep just seeing over and over that I keep landing in a soft pillow of love. Yesterday morning I was having a rather intense morning, and it's intense living with the messengers. For me it has been, and it was really clearly the prompt to set up this house and be of service. And what came up for me this week was just seeing how my mind had wandered off from that initial prompt and was starting to, see thoughts of, you know, getting, like wanting, like what was I getting, or lack thoughts, and really not being attentive to being present. And like Jackie was sharing, maybe thinking that somewhere else would be better, or just really not having my mind here 100%. And I didn't even know I was doing it, actually, until I was called on it. So I just felt like a beautiful gift to just keep being able to ask myself, what can I give here? Like right now, in the present moment, what can I give? If that's my prompt, to just be continually being of service. And the prompt for me and for Michael in setting up this house was to be of service to those who look like they're walking ahead and have completely devoted their lives, like 100% to the spirit. And so how can I be helpful there? And I was seeing that I wasn't even valuing the things that I thought that I could do. I just thought they were worthless, like cooking or sorting the fridge out or making the space feel beautiful. So it's almost like I was letting them go, thinking, well, that can't be it. It would have to be the movie editing or other things that seemed to be higher up the hierarchy of where the ego in my mind thought I probably should be. So it feels like it's been a beautiful week of humility, like really just coming back to that humble space of how can I be helpful here, like truly. And it feels like the experience is then has just been that actually that's given me everything. Like I can hardly believe what's unfolded this week. I was prompted to give Kirsten a loamy massage, which is a form of massage I learned about, 14 or so years ago. And I've done it on and off for years, and it means loving hands. And the whole purpose, the Hawaiians have very much philosophy, actually it's pretty much in alignment with the Course in Miracles, the whole philosophy underpinning the massage is just to extend the love of God. And I had so much resistance to giving it to her. I've been feeling it for a couple of months, and I could see that I didn't want her to love me. I was used to being corrected or being called on an error or being found out that I'm not being attentive or that sort of thing. But it's almost like I didn't want, she's my symbol of the Holy Spirit, it's like I couldn't allow myself to just be loved or to give love there. And so once I got over that, able to actually just set the table up and make the room beautiful and just have the most wonderful time out with Jackie earlier in the day. Just felt prompted to buy some new towels, and because I haven't had massage towels for years, I thought I'd left all of that behind. It was too worldly and I would know what the spirit would want me to do, and surely it's not bodywork. And so we went out and I was prompted to go to Target, and towels were 50% off, and I had fun in there, picking colours and trying to buy a heater, which was pretty hilarious because Lomi, you're pretty uncovered and you need to be very warm. And we went to four different shops and nowhere had a heater. And I was panicking, thinking the room wouldn't be warm enough. So I was thinking, okay, just trust. And Dale arrived with these two heaters from her house, and one of them was just like a furnace. I've never been so hot keeping a Lomi. I had sweat just dripping off my nose onto Kirsten for the whole hour and a half. But it's just a beautiful gift. And she came home from being out that day and she saw the towels on the table and she said, I was sitting out at a coffee shop and there was a towel shop opposite me. I thought, I have to buy some towels. She thought, that's a bit weird. She went and looked and she felt, no, I don't think I'm to get them. And she came home and she, there's the towel sitting on the table, which that's the exact colour that I would have chosen. So it's just a beautiful symbol for me, like, you know, I was on the right track. And I just feel really grateful to Kirsten for allowing me to massage her, and it felt like being able to massage Jesus or the spirit somehow. I don't know how to articulate it very well, but it's like a circle of giving and receiving. Feels the same. So it just seems to be that when I'm willing to just be fully present with the prompt of wherever it is that I'm given to be, so for me right now it's in this house, and it's to serve, and it's to serve the messengers who are living with us, and to serve my brothers and sisters who are living with me also, then that's where my joy is. I can remember Kirsten said to me the morning that we had the meeting where all of this stuff came up in my awareness, and I felt pretty devastated actually, but she said, you know, this could be really quick for you, Melanie. It's like, just line up and be present where you are and remember your prompt of just, how can I give? And I feel like yesterday was just a day of me sort of losing it in the morning, feeling like, oh, I can't take any more intensity. I just need a rest day. And everything was just so beautifully given. I had a beautiful healing session with my friend Sonia in Melbourne over Skype, and I was guided to go down to the lake, and Michael was there, and we had a swim, and he felt to give me a little massage on the towel. I was like, oh, I'm in heaven. And we were walking back, and we both felt the prompt. Kirsten had generously offered her space to be used in a spirit of gratitude if anyone felt prompted to just have some quiet time to rest with God and be in the love. And interestingly, none of us had even been in there since they left a few days ago. And I thought, I don't know if that prompt is right. And so I just prayed as we were walking. And then a few minutes later, Michael said, oh, I feel ready to go into that room. I was like, okay. And then I was just about to come and talk to Jackie about it. And she said, I really feel that you guys are, after the massage, you just spend the evening in there and we'll bring you dinner. And I just felt so loved, like, to be able to pour the love through and give Michael alone me, and then just be in the space together. And I was meditating while he was still lying on the massage table. I could hear these little angels coming out and putting the food on the table out there. I was like, oh, thank you, thank you. Yeah, it just feels, that's about it really. It just feels like a reminder just to be really present wherever you are that the Spirit's given you to be. Just really show up. What would you have me do now? What would you have me say? Where would you have me go? Because that's the gift. Like, there's nothing else to do. It's pretty simple. I just feel to share this one phrase which just came to me this morning. I was on my wall for a few months after I'd made some pretty big moves in my life, and 2 years ago. This is the last chapters from the final vision, verse 5. Jesus says, there is no statement that the world is more afraid to hear than this. I do not know the thing I am, and therefore do not know what I am doing, where I am, or how to look upon the world or on myself. Yet in this learning is salvation born, and what you are will tell you of itself. And I really just feel like that's what this prompt is showing me, that I'm love. That what I am is teaching me what I am. Thank you. I have a song. Can I share my song? So I have one of my favourite. It's a great dance number too, if anyone feels to get up and dance. Is Have a Little Faith. Enjoy. Yeah, this version's by Straw People. There are many versions. The funky version.
المتحدثة باسم الوفد الفلسطيني وصفت الخطة بأنها وثيقة تاريخية شاملة وملزمة.
Have a little faith in me. Party here during that. Got everybody going. Okay, thanks, Melanie. That's great. It's always here, always good to hear the practical application of what we're learning. Yeah, it's we bring these abstract concepts into our lives and live them, and then see how it feels. And it doesn't always feel comfortable. And that's where we need the faith and the trust and the support. And we've got a great community here in Australia of support, whether we're together in body or whether it's on Skype, over the phone. It really is working for everyone. And, of course, then that goes out into the wider community. It's the love that we feel just gets extended. When we start to really start to feel the love coming through us. And we give over what we think we want and start to wash the mind clean and bring it into alignment. That's our purpose for everything we do. It may seem like we're doing some task, cooking, cleaning, video editing, whatever it is. And the ego will say, well, what's that got to do with my spiritual progress? Where is that in the whole scheme of things? But it's used to actually train the mind to be focused so that we can ultimately be totally focused in the spirit in every moment, so that it becomes such second nature that it's not even thought about. It becomes the expression of who we are. On the shopping day that Melanie was talking about, I was sitting in the mall just waiting while she was doing her shopping for towels. And what I've found now is that I loved going out and having holy encounters, but what I'm finding now is I can go out, sit in one place, and they come to me.
Yeah.
Everything just turns up. And my experience of that was there were a group of people from a local home who were doing their shopping in the mall, physically and mentally challenged people, and it was such a beautiful witness to see one of them pass by. And we met eyes, and then he passed by again, and we nodded, and then he finally came right by my side, and we had a conversation which really was not much to do with anything. It was about, do you live with people, and did you have a nice Christmas, and but the love that flowed in that connection was immense. It was so totally soft and overwhelming and full in the presence of God. And that's the gift that we receive. It's the acknowledgement of the truth of who we are. And it's nothing massive. It's nothing that the world would say is anything. It's just in those small moments of truth, those glimpses of love. Yes, I have a function in this world, and that is it. And in that place, I rest in God. That's a cue for Paul. He's gone to get his guitar, and he has a song which is inclusive. So you guys listening, please join in.
Okay, handing out the song sheets here. Very nice. Yeah.
This song was given to Helena and myself down in Mystery Bay a year ago.
That was lovely. Thank you, Paul. The quote that that went out for the theme for the service this morning was the epilogue from the workbook, and I'd just like to read it again. It's a beautiful reminder that we are never alone. Your friend goes with you. You are not alone. No one who calls on him can call in vain. Whatever troubles you, be certain that he has the answer and will gladly give it to you if you simply turn to him and ask it of him. He will not withhold all answers that you need for anything that seems to trouble you. He knows the way to solve all problems and resolve all doubts. His certainty is yours. You need but ask it of him, and it will be given you. The end is certain, and the means as well. To this we say Amen. You will be told exactly what God wills for you each time there is a choice to make. And he will speak for God and for yourself, thus making sure that hell will claim you not, and that each choice you make brings heaven nearer to your reach. And so we walk with him from this time on, and turn to him for guidance and for peace and sure direction. Joy attends our way, for we go homeward to an open door which God has held unclosed to welcome us. We trust our ways to him and say Amen. In peace we will continue in his way and trust all things to him. In confidence, we wait his answers as we ask his will in everything we do. He loves God's Son as we would love him, and he teaches us how to behold him through his eyes and love him as he does. You do not walk alone. God's angels hover near and all about. His love surrounds you, and of this be sure, that I will never leave you comfortless. And when we trust that promise, that's what brings us deeper and deeper
into experiencing the love of God. We have a song called Real Love.
You world offers you nothing that you need. You are the extension of all that is and never will be.
All right, we have a couple of announcements. Remember the first one? For those of us here, we're going to put the donation bowl for the church over in on the kitchen counter. So there'll be two there. There'll be your donation for lunch for Seed Cafe, or your charge for lunch for Seed Cafe, and a donation for you for the plate for church. Those people listening, if you feel to make a donation, then you go onto the website, livingmiraclesaustralia.org.au. And if you go onto the services tab, there is a donation button there. You can either donate through PayPal or Visa, MasterCard. Be very much appreciated if you feel so moved. Thank you. Don't think so. There was something else, but I have totally forgotten it. Yeah, so that's it for this week, I think. Nobody else has any announcements.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yeah. Love, joy, and peace for this whole brand new year. That's lovely. So now Dale will take us finishes the service with a chant.
Beautiful chant called Hallelujah, and I'll have the original playing in the background and we'll all sing along.
Hi.